Yes, good morning, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. So welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's a very beautiful morning. It's a very beautiful Wednesday morning, the 16th of July, 2025. And yeah, we are progressing at an understandable pace deep into the year. And yeah, as it has always been the case, Early Morning Scoop is your morning conversation where we speak on matters of economics, matters of business, matters of food security, and everything that contribute positively to the national and our continental goal. So it's always very important, particularly this morning, to look at your plan. What have you done in this year? And what are some of the challenges that you have faced? And how are you going to plan to overcome them? Because at the end of the day, so it's very important also to realize that whatever you do, life is in your head. And so it's very important to, you know, some people, they say you must be cuckooed, must be strong, because it's not, you know, always easy. So yeah, before we go to what we have today in the studio, so it's very important to look at what are the Africans saying, particularly when it's coming to life, and also when it's coming to, you know, a human being, either regarding the philosophy of African people. And we always like looking at what are the elders saying, what are they saying. And yeah, they stated that a rolling lion killed no game, and this one is also indicating that if you speak too much about your goals, they end up in wrong ears, and you may also end up not, you know, achieving anything or achieving nothing, because it's not always everybody who is there with good intention, but yeah, that is what it is. That's why African people are always saying a tongue is a beast that is very difficult to control. Because we must be mindful about what we say, especially what we say about what we want, and also people that we are staying with. But yeah, so at this point in time, before we go to the main conversation for today, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Eagle FM Namibia, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. And like we have stated earlier, this is where we discuss issues of bread and butter, especially this morning. This is where we look at SME development in the country. This is also where we look at political decisions. We look at policies. We look at, you know, opinions of experts and those who have experience in the field, either it's a field of agriculture, either it's a field of trade, either it's a field of, you know, research and development, either it's a field of capacity building, either it's area of innovation, because the aim of us coming up with this conversation, is to make sure that at least we upgrade our country, at least the conversation means something to those who are at the other side, for those of you who are making laws, and most importantly, for those who are implementing laws, and also every actor, because every person has a role to play in national development, whether you are an artist, talk about the creative industry, whether you are a teacher, you are a cleaner, you are a security guard, because you do has an impact, direct or indirect impact, to national development. Imagine if you are a taxi driver, you think you are not important, but the kid that you are taking to school, one day that kid is going to be the best economist or the best doctor that can cure those difficult or those challenging or pandemic diseases. Or you are carrying a president in your taxi, you think you are not vulnerable, but you don't know how things are going to be in the next 30 years or so, because life will always show up. And you will be proud of yourself. Sometimes you think you are not doing something which is not right. But a person that you are motivating not to give up, that person one day will also save this country's economy. That's why it's always very important to realize, to say, in national development, we are a bit connected. We are a bit connected, although we think we are standing on our own. That's why we need to look at those areas. So, like we are always saying, this is not one-directed conversation. It's not a conversation which is only the facilitator or the host of the program who is going to speak. But as I've indicated earlier that, we also make sure that we give an opportunity to those who can contribute, give an opportunity for those who can contribute, because for us to move this country forward, we need everybody's opinion, we need the views of various people, whether you are expert, whether you have interest, you just have interest in national development, whether you have questions, because it is clear that contribution of various people about a certain topic, it also upgrade or create that spirit of innovation, create that spirit of also of looking at different ways of accessing issues and also solving national problems. So that's why we are saying it's not only a program of a facilitator, but you are right to call in, to give your opinions, to give your views about a certain topic, to ask questions, to criticize with respect, because we don't need to necessarily agree on everything that we bring on this table. But it's through those debates, that we may be able to find smart ways of addressing issues, alternative ways of addressing issues, and improve our national development. Because we are always indicating to you that as long as Namibia is continue to be where it is now, as long as Namibia is continue to be where it is, we must, and it's our responsibility as Namibian citizens, to make sure that we speak and do what we say. We speak and do what we say, and also not really to overpraise people. Because something that we also need to look at is that sometimes overpraising people, especially those who are in charge, is not really a good thing. It may look like it's safe, but it's not really a good thing, because overpraising somebody who is not doing something which is right may end up having a negative impact even to the future of our great children. So that's why it's always very important, with respect, you give those technical advice. If you are a minister, if you are an advisor, if you are a governor, if you are a councillor, let's go a little bit beyond what we have been doing, and that is the only way that we are going to improve. And I want this thing to sink in very clearly, because when we bring about these conversations, particularly in conversation of national development, we are not necessarily criticizing those who are in power. We are not necessarily doing that, but it's our responsibility to make sure that we let them know what is happening, and also we are contributors to national development, and also to give opportunity to those who could not reach those who are closer to power, those who have power to influence, come with your views, so that at least you contribute to what is called national development. And before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very important. It's always necessary. It's always very, very important to look at what Eagle FM offer. And also, how do you get connected with us? And also, how do you become a good citizen who understand what is happening locally and also internationally? And how do you have access to rich content about national development, issues of bread and butter, and also issues which matters, issues which, will allow us to be competitive as a nation, in the region, at the continental level, and also at the global forum. So for you to to be connected with us, particularly when you want the right updates, make sure that you like our page. Go to Facebook, like Eagle FM Namibia, share that page so that those who are following you can also be able to follow us, so that you can also be able to be updated with, you know, right information, economic related matters, issues of trade, issues of food security, issues of education, and also issues of sport, and indeed issues which can contribute to the national development. And we are always indicating to you that like our page, share our page. It's Facebook, it's X, it's Instagram, it's LinkedIn, because that is another way of enriching yourself or arming your mind with statistical information, because we understand that data with information that is your capital. Information is capital, because that is exactly what you need to use to navigate this complicated world, and also this world of advancement, the world of fast movement of technology, and also the world of critical innovation. So you need to make sure that you position yourself very well. And one of the way of positioning yourself very well is to make sure that you like Eagle FM Namibia page, share that page. And also, yeah, make sure that you follow in. You can also give your comment, because we always respect comments and opinion. They don't necessarily need to praise us, because sometimes your right comment can also assist us to understand your perspective, and also contribute to the reshaping of Eagle FM, because we are saying Eagle FM is for everybody, and everybody can also benefit from what we do, because it's not only about information related to news updates. There are also advertisement. You'll find opportunities there. So find opportunities, find various institutions also advertising themselves, universities, and all other opportunities. So make sure that you come closer to that, like our page, share our page, so that you will not be left behind. So yeah, and also we have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper that is always coming out Monday, Wednesday, like today is coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can subscribe to that by sending your name and save that number, 081-241-44, 081-241-44. With that, the e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper, will come into your inbox, your WhatsApp inbox, every Monday, every Wednesday, and Friday for free. That is for free. When it comes out there, you can also be able now to read at your own pace, and also to expand your research. You can be a student of economics, a researcher, student of politics, law. You can be a parliamentary researcher. Expand. Look at the views of people. Look at where things are happening. Look at where institutions are lacking. Look at where irrigation projects are happening. Look at how citizens are moving forward with entrepreneurship. And with that, you can take an angle, it's if you are a researcher, and you can advise properly, because you just need information, then you can contribute to that debate and that policy making. Apart from Eagle FM and the Villager newspaper, you can also access us through the app, that is Eagle FM app. Download Eagle FM app. Go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, download Eagle FM app, so that you can listen to the programs which are on air. And you can also be able to access previous programs through that podcast. And lastly, we have Imba App. Imba App is a better version of a hymn book in a form of a digital version. Because if you do not have a hymn book, hard copy, or you lost it, or you just don't have it, but you have a situation where you have to use a hymn book, you don't need to scratch your head, you don't need to run around and take money that you do not have. Just go to your Play Store, download Imba app, then you'll be able to access the hymn book in various local Namibian languages, from English, Oshiwambo, Afrikaans, Oshierero, and Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So you can be a good citizen, and your life becomes so easier. So let's go to a commercial break. Then we look at what we have for you today on the table. What we have for you today on the table. Then we move forward. So stay tuned. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 7:30.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni ngondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa mune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora itatuimwe mbali hea vi, nola natu, hea li bali no hea. Ile ko derewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, Dave Nshombe. And the conversation that we have on the table today, we are going to talk about agriculture. We're going to talk about agriculture. We also have a guest who's going to talk about garlic production. However, let us look at what we have, especially when it's coming to international news. And also, we are also going to look a little bit on it. At Global Sustainable Development Goals report, where are we standing in terms of Global Sustainable Development Goals? Because we understand that as a nation, as a continent, as a world, there are those sustainable developmental goals that the world have set, that they have set, and they want the world to be by 2030. We are going to look a little bit of where we are standing, and to look at some of the goals. Where are we standing in those goals? We can talk about climate, we can talk about hunger, we can talk about poverty. Where are we standing in terms of that? And what can we learn from that as Namibia, and where are we fitting, and where are we contributing to those progress or declining of those sustainable developmental goals. But the news that we need to look at is international political players, the US and also Russia. Because it was indicated that these days Donald Trump gave Russia around 50 days to end war in Ukraine, although talks have been resumed between Russia and Ukraine. It was indicated that Donald Trump indicated that he's very tired about what is happening between Russia and Ukraine, and he gave 50 days ultimatum to end war in Ukraine, or Russia to face the consequence of not complying to that. And it's up for interpretation, and it's also up for, you know, analyzing and seeing to say, this is a political statement, is it a threat, or is it what is going to be? And if that happen, how is the world is going to be affected? And how are you going to position yourself as a country? And what do you need to learn as an ordinary citizen? Because the decision of these power players have direct and indirect impact on the way the world is living, although not 100% on how we live and how we are going to survive in the next 10 years or so. And yeah, Russia say it needs time to respond to Trump, and it remains open to Ukraine peace and talks. That is one thing that that has happened. And yeah. And when we look at South Africa, we know South Africa have been going through a lot of changes, a lot of controversy, particularly at their security cluster, security sector, especially the police. There have been a lot of changes. There have been a lot of explosion of criminal syndicates and criminal activities happening in South Africa, and indicated to have been, you know, infiltrated the police and also the state security. And we have seen the Minister of Police being put on leave. We've also seen the Deputy Commissioner, the Deputy National Commissioner, also asked to be put on leave. And there is a lot of things happening. And it was just indicated that the President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has appointed Gwen Matashe as acting police minister while waiting for Professor Kachaira to take up his role in August. And when you look at South African politics, Gwen Matashe, and it's one of the veteran politicians in South Africa, and he has been in South African politics for a very long time, since the liberation struggle. He served in all administration, and is one of the most powerful politicians also in South Africa. And we are going to see how these things are going to, unfold. And for those of you who think what this news has to do with us, because the security of South Africa, the way South Africa police is operating, has a direct impact on Namibia. Has a direct impact on Namibia. We share a lot of commonalities. Can also affect trade, and the criminal activities in South Africa has also impact in Namibia, because we share a lot of we share a lot of expertise. We share a lot of trade related activities, and we will be able also to see and recall, particularly those who are in logistic. When you have those syndicates attacking our truck drivers, when you have kidnapping of truck drivers, we have kidnapping of goods and all those things, which also affect the way Namibia do business. And it's also very important for us to keep watching how things are going to unfold, especially in South Africa, and how we can also learn, and also most importantly, how to position ourselves. Yeah, and for now we are going to look at the Sustainable Developmental Goal Report of 2025. And as you know that United Nations has put an agenda 2030, that is where countries in the world indicated that by 2030 there will be no hunger in the world. There will be advanced measures to combat security, to combat climate impacts into the world. There will also be gender equality and all those beautiful goals. But it's also very important to look at what have been achieved and how many years before we reach 2030. And so let us look at a commercial break, then from there we'll look at some of these goals and where we are.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere uliko ni ngondu tuto ingida Ashike kapeno nweku dite oko yue ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo Ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Minuto otukwetira o special ange Tashake ngeshefa omarude dayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bari heari, nola natu, heari bari no heari. Ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bari o etatu batatu, oma felane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. Is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
no matter where you are.
Yes, we are progressing at an understandable pace. We are here until the hour of 7:30, and let us look at the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals report of 2025, where are we standing? And yeah, maybe look at some of the few goals, particularly number one, no poverty. It was indicated that poverty has continued to be a dominating factor in the world, and it was also stated that extreme poverty persists and it affects 1 in 10 people worldwide. That is the ratio of the world, 1 in 10 people worldwide. And it was also indicated that the burden of this is heavy on Sub-Saharan Africa, especially conflict-affected regions. That is extreme poverty. When you are in extreme poverty, you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, and you do not have clean water. You absolutely do not have access to, 50% of the basic human needs, and you are vulnerable. Extreme poverty is vulnerable, and you are not able to survive on your own. And when you're in extreme poverty, everything can affect you. But in this case, when you look at this report, it's indicated that although there have been measures in the world to develop, there have been measures in the world to promote human development, 1 in 10 people worldwide are in extreme poverty. When you look at this ratio, you think it's a small ratio. If they are saying 1 in 10 people worldwide, then do your calculation. Compare 1 in 10 people with the global population. Where are we standing the global population? And use this one to see how many people are at extreme poverty. And when they are doing this, they are also saying Sub-Saharan Africa is heavily affected, especially conflict-affected regions. When you talk about conflict-affected regions in Sub-Sahara, one of them is DRC. As Democratic Republic of Congo, it's undeniable that you look, you can talk about Central Africa. And when you look at this, reports, you are wondering, where are we going? Because when you look at a country like DRC, it has been indicated that DRC is one of the richest country in terms of natural resources. And the resources of DRC, mineral resources underground, estimated to be between 25 to 30 trillion US dollars. That is the size of United States economy. And you are just asking yourself, what have we done? Why are we here? What did our government do? And what did our ordinary citizen have done for us to end up here? And why are we still, relying on other countries so that we can survive and we can move forward? Then you look at number two, because there is a difference between poverty and hunger. And Sustainable Development Goal, when we look at zero hunger, it's also indicated that the hunger has risen or accelerated sharply since 2019 and remain high. Which is 1 in 11 people worldwide face hunger. And where more than 2 billion people experience moderate to severe food insecurity. That is one of the things that we need to look at. 2 billion people in the world experience moderate to severe food insecurity. Now, when you look at this, it's not only about global goals. It's also about where are you as a country? Where are you as a country? Because when you look at some of these things, some of these things are directly talking to us, especially our country, Namibia. Because if you're experiencing food insecurity, this means that you are not able to produce your own food. You are not able also to sustain yourself. There is no sustainability food production. And that is what the world is saying. And ask yourself, what is the continent saying? If the world is saying that, what is the continent saying? Which continent are you at? What is the continent saying? What is the country saying? And also, what is your region saying? And the other day we were talking about, access to right information, access to economic information. And this is a clear message, especially to those who are in charge of running developmental projects. We can talk about our governors. Are they reading these international reports? How are they relating? How are they relating to this global report? And what they can do? What they can do? At least to contribute, at least to change the situation at home. At least to change the situation at home, because we have stated that even yesterday, Kanjengo was indicating to say, look, we spoke enough. We spoke enough. It's now the time for us to at least to act, at least to improve, and also at least to look at ourselves, look at what do we need as a country. Understand yourself first. What do you need? What are your priorities? It's very important to look at what the world is doing, what the world is saying about global goals, but define yourself first. What do you need as a country? What do you need as a region? What do you need as a constituency? Before you start become part of other people's plan, if you also have your own plan that need to be, executed. So, the United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goal Report of 2025, you can access it at the United Nations page. You can read it at your own. You can use that also when you are doing your research You can also use that when you are trying to contextualize, because it's through that global report where you can attach a continental report. We can also attach a national report. We can also attach your regional and constituency report, because everything has to flow. Everything has to flow. That's why we are always saying to say access to information is very important. Not only for the sake of you getting to know things, but also for the sake of you having access to opportunities. Because the other day we attended the roundtable discussion on youth and economic development, then Mr. Sepsivote said, look, as a human being, you must have a life strategic plan, and your plan should be attached to national plan, and look at investment at the continental level. Because, let me say, you read what is happening in the world, you have a report on UN, you also have a report on IMF and World Bank, where is the money is being placed, what are some of the main priorities? Then you come to the continental, for example, African Continental Free Trade Area or Agenda 2063. Then you look at what is the real investment, because one of the aspirations there is promotion of women, children, and youth, and also giving them opportunities. Then you come to your country, look at the budget. Where is the money being spent on? Where is the money being spent on? And how can I align myself with the national budget? So that is what we need to look at. And we have seen this when you are reading newspapers, when you are accessing reports and also news, you'll be able to see that some of the people who are very clever, they look where the money is going, they look where how the country is budgeting, and they get those opportunities. It's only that some of them they end up not using those opportunities for the right cause, for example, in the oil field and other things. So that's something that we need to look at. So you can access the full report, you can read it, interpret it, and also get something from it. So it's always very important to look at it, and also to see how this information can relate to you, and how you can do what you can do at your own pace, at your own level, to help particularly human development, because human development is the main thing which is needed in Namibia, and also in South Africa and many other countries. But most importantly, Namibia and South Africa, because we are at the top two in the world in terms of inequality, and that's where we need to look at. That is how we need to improve. And the other thing is also this, to say, us speaking, you listening, you contributing, and you doing the best that you can do. The issue of the blame game should also stop. The issue of us relying on the state should also not stop completely, but also to get the sense of ownership and also accountability, to say, even if I graduated, even if I did not go to school, there is always something that I can do. There is always something that I can do. And I'll be found on the way. I'll be found on the way. There's always something that I'm going to do. So before we look at garlic production, before we look at what our farmer has for us, well, let's just look at commercial break. And it's also very important for you to do research and see, to say, when we speak about this thing of garlic, what do we really mean about garlic, and what is the use of garlic, and how should I plant it? And also the other thing, what you need to look at is also that how is this plant contribute to my health? What are some of the ingredients included in this plant, and how can I grow it, and what can I learn from this discussion? And also you can also dig deep and look at the background of garlic, for example, to say, how have African people been using this either for medication, either for food consumption, and either to boost energy and all other relevant things? Because let us go beyond the face value. So Let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we look at our guest. And also very happy to say, Mo is not working alone. Mo is not working alone with my colleague, Louise Shimi. And she's the one who went into the conversation with one of the farmers. And yeah, let us look at the commercial break and what we have.
Lipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere urikoni ngondu tuto ingida kashike kapeno nweku tete okoyue ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitida oipindi konu konda doji nawa minuto otukwetida o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore katime bali heavy, nola natu heavy bali no heavy. Ileko derewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu atatu, o mafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually. To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
no matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are progressing at an understandable pace. We are here until the hour of 7:30, and yeah, it was indicated that garlic is another potential agricultural product. However, there are few farmers venturing into this production. The question that is in our mind is, why are farmers reluctant to cultivate garlic and also ethan larger scale, at a larger scale, and also to at a sufficient also demand. Why? And what is the necessity of garlic, and what is the contribution of garlic, either to, can be medication, can be to food security, it can also be to creation of employment as one of the products in agricultural field. And for us to explore some of these questions, particularly when it's coming to cultivation of garlic, we need to look at those who grow garlic, talk about the importance, the challenges, and opportunities in that sector. So my colleague Lois Eshimi got into the conversation with Inonge Mutwa, who is a Gary Glower, for more of this insight. So you will listen to the conversation, and it's also very important to give your contribution after the conversation. You can reach us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So we are going to listen to the conversation between Lois Eshimi and also Inonge Mutwa.
Moving on with our discussions, we want to look at garlic production in the country, of course, Namibia. Yes, we see that many farmers are not really into the garlic production. Today, we want to find out why. And today, we are now joined by Inonge Mutwa, who is a garlic grower, just to take us through her journey. And a very good morning to you, Ms. Mutwa, and welcome to the Early Morning Scoop.
Good morning, ma'am, and thank you for having me on air.
Thank you so much. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, speak to us about what inspires you to venture into garlic production and how it has also been working for you.
Thank you, ma'am, for the question. Mm-hmm. I started farming garlic this year. That was in April 2025.
Okay.
So I'm just 3 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's working very, very well. I've been researching this crop for the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I ensured to go an extra mile by attending garlic production courses. I attended a course in South Africa,
okay.
I attended a course in Zambia, mm-hmm. and I attended a course in Kenya. But what inspired me is that garlic farming is one of the most profitable but yet overlooked type of agribusiness in Namibia.
Okay.
Yes. We import most of the garlic sold in our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually in short supply.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find this crop in the shop, garlic, it's very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
My main objective actually is to become the first commercial garlic supplier in Namibia. That's what inspired me into this, in farming this product.
Mm-hmm.
So since I have a farm,
mm-hmm.
I researched about it, and then I decided that, no, this is the right time to farm this crop.
Mm-hmm.
If our neighbors like South Africa, like Botswana, like Zambia are farming it, why not Namibia?
Definitely.
So that is what actually inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what inspired me to go into this high-value crop called garlic.
Mm. You feel that garlic is a bit overlooked by a lot of people that are not venturing into garlic. I mean, speak to us about this. How is the demand when it comes to now garlic production? And, of course, is there maybe a good market for it? Any opportunity also for garlic in this garlic production?
The demand is very much there. There is
okay.
a big market for garlic, both locally and internationally,
mm-hmm.
and the demand continues to grow. This
mm-hmm.
demand is actually driven by increasing consumer awareness of its health benefits because it's having a lot of health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, consumers are more on health consciousness. So the demand is too high that it has outpaced production, leading to potential shortages and price increase. So the demand is too high.
Mm.
That's why the prices have risen, because what we can produce, what the world can produce, is not only in Namibia,
mm.
but globally. What the world can produce, it outpaces the demand for this product. So the demand is there.
Mm.
The demand is there, my dear. It is highly there.
Mm. Yes, now demand being there now, you as a garlic grower, right? You've been doing it for about 3 months, you said, right?
Yes, correct.
I mean, did you harvest yet?
Not actually, because this is just the trial plantation.
Okay.
We just tried it for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking to harvest this. Our first harvest should be around October, November this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you planning maybe to sell your garlic?
We are actually looking at the traders, that is the supermarkets. We are looking at restaurants. We are looking at hotels. We will even supply consumers.
Mm.
Yes, and we are currently in consultation with some of them. And they are really, really happy with this because they are importing this product.
Mm. Now, looking at your plantation, how is it coping? I mean, how is the progress? Do you think that perhaps your first tree might really even yield good good production? And of course, well, with that said, how do you estimate your harvest, your first harvest, actually?
Since it is our first garlic plantation there, mm-hmm. we look forward to harvest. I think we will have a bumper harvest. We have just we just put into the soil 15 kg mm-hmm. because 15 kg of garlic seed is too much. Mm-hmm. So we have put into the soil 15 kg, mm-hmm. but if things goes well, we should be harvesting between 15,000 to 25,000 kg.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll call it a bumper harvest.
Mm, okay.
That will be a very, very positive yield should things go well. And it's progressing very, very well.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, not so long ago, I mean, certain farmers really spoke to us about their crops being affected by frost. Looking at garlic production, is it a winter crop or perhaps a summer crop? And how is it progressing this winter?
I'll say, you know, garlic is a seasonal crop.
Oh, okay.
So it is a winter crop. Mm. I'll call it a winter crop because how it works is you put garlic, you cultivate it during the fall, just when the soil is starting to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's when you plant garlic, and then it should be planted already. It should be in the ground during winter time because it needs to be. There's a process that we call vernalization when it comes to garlic farming.
Okay.
Vernalization means you expose the garlic to the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that you plant it when the soil start to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, from February. And then when the winter comes, the garlic should have been already planted.
Mm-hmm.
So vernalization takes between 35 to 40 days. Mm-hmm. Meaning during the coolest month, the coolest days of the year, of the month, of June, garlic have been already planted. Meaning you plant it during the fall and then you harvest it during summer. It should be in the ground already during winter.
Mm. So it's a crop that you can only harvest once in a year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Given our climatic weather condition, in other countries overseas, they can do it, they can harvest it, they can grow it twice, they can have two seasons in the year.
Mm.
But due to our climatic condition here, we can only do it once. Because if you do it, if you plant it at the wrong time, you will not have the good yield, you will not have the good harvest.
Mm.
So you need to plant it at the right time. When the soil starts to cool down, that's when you put it in the soil. And it needs to be there during winter.
Mm, beautiful.
Because what happens is during winter, there's nothing happening. It's just preparing for summer. Meaning it's preparing to enlarge the bulb. The bulb will only grow immediately after winter. Then the bulb will start to form. Meaning during winter, it's vernalizing. It should be in the ground.
Mm. Yeah, I have a follow-up question as well. You are estimating that you might have a very, very good harvest. I mean, looking at you just started, right? We want to hear that now, if you have a very good harvest when it comes to now garlic production, in terms of the losses, because like when you are harvesting, for instance, like maybe tomato and other produce, I mean, other crops, they might get spoiled very fast, right? Now, in terms of garlic, how is it? Does it get spoiled very fast after harvest?
You know, crops like tomatoes and the other standard crops are very perishable.
Mm.
But when it comes to garlic have a shelf life of 12 months.
Mm.
As long as you harvest it well, you dry it well, you store it proper, it will give you a shelf life of 12 months. Even more than that, if it's really, really done properly, yes. So what matters is you need to harvest it well.
Mm-hmm.
After harvesting, you need to dry it, which we call curing when it comes to garlic. We don't call it drying, we call it curing.
Okay.
So you cure it properly. After curing it properly, then you can store it. It will have a shelf life of 12 months, which is a very, very good thing. And then you can even supply that the whole year while you are waiting for the next harvest.
Mm. What method maybe do you use to control pests and diseases in your crops?
Thank you for the question, because garlic is rarely affected by pests.
Okay.
Yes, it's rarely affected by pests because of its smell. It's self-repellent.
Mm.
But that does not mean that it cannot be affected. Yes, it can be affected by pests. You just have to manage it well. You just have to take proper care of your plantation, of your garlic plantation. But what we are doing currently at our farm is we do organic farming.
Okay.
With our garlic, and we use organic pesticides that we are actually buying from one shop in Vendu. I forgot the name, but we are buying that organic products, organic pests and fungicide. Ferreira, good.
Okay.
Ferreira Garden. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The name came back. So we are buying our pesticide, our organic pesticide and fungicides from Ferreira Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are planning, garlic itself can be used as a pest control.
Okay.
Once we will start to harvest next year, that is in the next season, mm-hmm. We will be crushing our garlic. We will be adding it with chili,
mm-hmm.
and then you create your own pest medicine or fungicide.
How do you do that? Sorry to interrupt.
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills, feeding the
nation. Yes, the conversation between Loise Shimi and also Meme Nonge is continuing regarding garlic farming production and also the business side of it.
What you do is once you harvest it, you crush the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
After crushing the garlic, you need to have chili. You crush the chili also, you combine the two. You combine the garlic and chili together.
Mm-hmm.
You let it overnight for 1 or 2 days, and then you use it as your pesticide.
Using it, by spraying on the crops, or how do you actually apply that on the crops?
You spray it on your crops.
Oh, okay.
You spray it on your crops, and this is the one of the best organic pesticides that you'll ever have.
Mm,
all right. That is what we are looking for. We'll be creating our own pesticides from the garlic itself.
Okay. What challenges have you faced, and have you maybe overcome them, or how do you plan to also overcome those kind of challenges?
A very good question, ma'am. Mm. The most crucial ones is unpredictable weather condition.
Mm.
Because it's neither like extreme weather, it neither like prefer cold, very cold, or very hot.
Mm.
So the most crucial one is unpredictable weather patterns.
Mm.
Intense temperatures fluctuation, that is not for garlic, it can significantly impact the garlic yields. So if it becomes too very cold or too very hot, it stresses the plant.
Mm.
It stresses the plant, and due to that, it can affect your yielding. It can affect your yielding because the bulbs, the bulb itself will not actually grow properly. They will not form properly. So you need to mitigate that. The way you mitigate it is mulching is very, very important when it comes to garlic production.
Mm-hmm.
If it's very cold, you mulch your plant. If it's very hot, you mulch your plant.
Oh, so even during summer, you need to mulch the plant also? Exactly. Because it might be too hot also for the brain.
Exactly, because okay. with mulching, it also helps. It helps whether it's very cold. It can be very chilly condition, weather condition. Mm-hmm. It might be very, very hot condition. So you just mulch your plants.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it's helping. It's really, really helping. It's working very, very well.
Mm.
That is how you can control that.
Mm. Okay.
Because, yes, that is how you can control that.
Mm. Yeah, mm. For the farmer listening to radio right now, or those that want also to venture into this garlic production, is maybe diving into garlic production manageable?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yes, of course. Garlic farming is generally considered manageable, okay. and it's suitable for both beginners like us and for experienced farmers.
Mm.
Because it's low, it's a low maintenance crop that require minimal care. It require minimal care.
Mm.
As long as you follow the proper guidelines in farming it, you will do it. And what I mean there is, as long as you follow the guidelines, like you choose the right variety that is suitable for your climatic condition, you plant at the right time, you plant in fertile and well-drained soil, and you provide adequate water during the growing season. This is the most important techniques of farming garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy, very, very funny crop, but very, very interesting to farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
because it tolerates a range of climatic conditions, and it's not susceptible to pests and diseases. So it's very, very manageable. Anyone can do it as long as you do it properly.
Mm. Yeah. Before I ask you your last words, like you mentioned one important thing when it comes to value addition, actually, like it's one of... something that we don't really tackle in this country. Most of the time we produce, but we just sell our raw product without really doing anything, without processing, without adding value. So now to you as a garlic producer, a garlic grower, what are you planning maybe to do in terms of value addition?
Value addition is very, very important, and that is the way we should look. For farmers, that is the way we should go. That is our way to go.
Mm.
Yes, because in garlic, there are many, many things that you can do in terms of value addition.
Okay.
You can create your own garlic salt.
Okay.
You can do garlic flakes.
Mm.
You can create your spices. Mm. You can even come up with the pesticides that I've been saying. And that is what I'm looking into.
Mm.
Because I don't just want to farm garlic and then just produce as is. I'm looking forward into value addition, and these three value additions are the one that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
This is now garlic salt. I'm looking at creating that. I'm looking at making my own spices, garlic spices, and then I'm looking at making my own garlic flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, because what I'm still researching for even, because, you know, there are many health benefits that you can find in garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually researching on that, because you can come up with a lot of medicine when it comes to garlic. That is the only thing that I'm still researching for. But the other value addition, like garlic flakes, spices, and so forth, that's, I'm already done with that research.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking forward to it.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, there are many, many possibilities when it comes to value addition and when you are farming garlic.
Mm.
We just have to team up together as farmers,
mm-hmm.
because if other countries are doing it, why not us?
Mm.
Why do we keep on importing garlic?
Yet
we have ample soil, we have fertile soil.
Mm.
Our climatic condition favor garlic farming. So why not going into garlic farming?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
And my vision is to become the first commercial garlic supplier or garlic farmer in Namibia.
Mm.
Because I'm looking at training farmers in terms of garlic production.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at selling the product. I'm looking at the value addition, like you are saying. Looking at teaching them, educating them on how to, training them on how to plant garlic, how to manage it, and how to harvest, how to cure it, and so forth. These are very, very important techniques when it comes to garlic farming.
Mm. Okay.
It's a very, very special crop, but very, very easy to farm also.
Mm. How many hectares did you look at?
Since it's our first trial,
yeah.
we just planted just just closer to half a hectare. It's not even half a hectare, but okay. it's just closer to half a hectare. But we are now preparing our land, and then we are hoping to expand and do 2 hectares in the next season.
Oh, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are planning, and our plan is to increase the production every year.
Mm-hmm.
So the next season, we are hoping to go to 2 hectares, mm-hmm. and then, God willing, in 2027, we should be reaching 4 or 5 hectares of garlic plantation.
Mm. All right. Yeah, any of your last words to the public, to the farmer also wanting to join or venture into this garlic production? What would you say to them?
Yes, garlic farming is there for us.
Mm.
Garlic farming is there for us. I would like to inspire, I would like to motivate farmers that let's go into this let's go into this high value crop.
Mm.
It's very profitable. The demand is there.
Okay.
The demand for the local demand and international demand is there. It's just for us as farmers to team up, to work together, to create our own, to supply our own garlic in our country so that we reduce on the imports. The imports are too much and they are pushing the price of garlic high. So if we team up together as farmers, we will really make it. And we will be able, with our good climatic condition, which is suitable for garlic farming in Namibia, we will be able to even export this product to other countries.
Mm.
That is my advice to the farmer. Let's team up. If other countries, like I've said, if other countries can produce it, countries like Zambia, countries like Botswana, where are we as Namibians? What is so difficult? I know that there are barriers to farming garlic. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me admit there are some barriers when it comes to garlic farming because the seeds are very expensive.
Okay.
For sure, I need to admit that. The seeds are very expensive. Mm-hmm. There are very few farmers who are doing it, who are farming it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not only in Africa but globally, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. Very few farmers that are doing it, but it's a high value crop.
Mm-hmm.
Because the value that you get when farming garlic,
mm-hmm.
you will not get it in any standard crop, like tomatoes, like onion. It's a very, very profitable and lucrative crop.
Okay.
This is very good because it's even competing with the Chinese garlic. You know, China is the global exporter of garlic in the whole world.
Mm.
They are number one when it comes to garlic production.
Mm.
So the Spanish one is even competing with the Chinese garlic.
Okay.
Yes, it moves quickly. It's having strong pungent, very nice, very healthful, very, very interesting, very, very sweet, very, very pungent variety.
Mm.
So that is the variety that we have planted at the farm. So I'm looking forward to introduce these other 2 varieties, which is Super Giant and the Egyptian Pink.
Mm, all right.
Those are 3 varieties that we will supply, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am, for having you today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Yes, that was... my colleague, Loisa Shimi, and also Meme Inonge Mutwa, Segaric farmer, and she mentioned very important things to say. If other countries can do it, why can't we do it as Namibians? Why can't we cultivate, plant garlic? And, you know, these are the information that you are getting for free. And, it's always very important, especially farmers, when you hear information like this, go out there and do your research and get into that field. You know what is very important about business is that it's competition. Get into that field of garlic. Look where you can fit in. Because if you do your research very well, maybe where you are positioned, you do not have fertile land that can accommodate garlic. But what can you do to collaborate with other farmers? Because can collaborate with other farmers so that you can make the end product of that crop. Because at the end of the day, we also need to look at to go beyond the obvious because it has been what have been happening in the country where we just produce to supply. But when you go and do research, you'll be able to realize to say, when you are using a crop like garlic, you get a lot of output products from there. You can invest in value addition in terms of maybe coming up with a mixed perfume from that, or you can come up with medicine. When you go back and read the history of Egypt, Egypt medication, African traditional medication, these things have been used for a very long time. These things have been used for a very long time, and we just don't advance. We just don't add value to it. Just go and ask yourself to say, what sector of business should I enter in this? Am I at the supply side? Am I at the value addition? Or am I at the growing, sector? Because at the end of the day, when a farmer like Meme Mutwa is speaking about this opportunity in garlic production, venture into that. And interestingly, when a farmer is standing alone, will not achieve anything. When a farmer is standing alone, it's up to you now, as somebody who is interested in that area, to go to people who are doing that, ask questions, collaborate. Maybe you don't even have a land, you don't even know about farming, but you have a truck that can be used for logistics and other things. When you collaborate, that is what we call the power of corporations. So,
Bargain Hunters, you save has slashed price on groceries, treats, fresh fruit, and veggies. 1.5 kilo real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just $74.99. 400 millimeter crystal gold tomato sauce, just $14.99. Knorr soup of all variants, $5.99 each. 570 gram packets Polana instant noodles, just $26.99. And 410 grams U brand mixed veggies, only $12.99 per tin. Save big at You Save.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at that conversation between a garlic farmer and my colleague Louis Eshimi. And that's why we are indicating that as farmers or as young people who are interested in farming, make sure that you go where the informations are. And the farmer mentioned something very important to say, I have done my research. And that is connecting us to the topic of yesterday to say, most of the problems that we have, we can only solve them when you do research. Can only solve them when we advance in terms of that research. Look for information, look for right information, and see where you can position yourself. Because you can enter farming in different ways. You can enter the sector of farming in different ways. If you are good with logistics, how can you offer your skills in that area? If you are good at value addition, if you are good at marketing, how can you offer your service in that area? Because when for example, that garlic what was indicated, when a lot of people venture in that space, then you become a supplier, not only of raw products, but adding value. Come up with, you know, you can perfume, medication, you can research, you can extend to universities to say, why if somebody is has a cold or is coughing, use garlic to cure this. What are some of the ingredients, or what are some of the chemical elements in that garlic? Can we test them? Can we mix them with other organic plants also? Then we see what we can come up with. Why this thing has been recommended, especially if those who believe in traditional medication. If you go to, you know, those grannies, they end up saying, no, I don't need to go to the hospital. I already have garlic. This is how you eat it. This is how you can boil it, or you can do anything. You can drink water from, you know, that... not really to say concoction, but that is how you do things. But there is nobody who went there to say. You find somebody who studied microbiology or medicinal chemistry to say, even medicine itself or pharmacy, then it's not curious enough to say, why this plant have been used for a very long time? What are some of elements in that plant? And what can I do to add value? Can I do research if I do not have money? How can I raise money to do research in that sector? And also to come up with a final product that can be sold, not only in Namibia, even outside. Because if Mutua is indicating that, China is a great supplier of garlic, But when you go back to history, you also be able to see that countries like Egypt, they've been very good with medical research for a very long time. And there is what we call Egyptian garlic. And maybe just to explore that to see what can you do. Because if you can produce it in Namibia, you can add value and you can also make money from it. And it's a question of not only having a will, but start doing something, because that is the only way that we are going to survive from these problems that we have. So, dear listeners, we have around 12 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We have around 10 minutes there, sorry, before we come to the end of our conversation. What you can do, you can communicate with us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And yeah, just maybe while we are there, a question that we also need to ask ourselves when it's coming to value addition. For those of us who are from the northern side, or everybody's, not everyone is from the city initially. Yeah, you know, there have been this thing of mango production, maize production, you know, things like watermelons and all those things. But when you look in the past 25 years to say, you look how these crops have been produced, there's not really much which have been done to add value to this. If a person is selling groundnuts, it's just groundnuts. If a person is selling omahangu, it's just omahangu. If a person is selling maize, it's just maize. But we really did not think of, no, but what can I do from this? What can I do with something like omahangu? People are talking about pizza. Can you come up with pizza from that? What can we do to add value to that? Because the world is changing, and those who are coming from other countries, they will take advantage of our products. We find people using omahangu to make pizza. Not only traditional bread, as it has been called, but people are becoming creative enough these days. They are becoming creative enough these days. They are adding value. And at the end of the day, those people who think they took our product, but it's not really that they took our product. They just thought beyond the obvious. Let us ask ourselves these questions. If I'm doing this, if I'm just farming, and I'm selling, for example, watermelon, what else can I do to make sure that I expand this, you know, product? Can I come up with juice? How should I do it? Yeah, because those days there have been this, it's something like a beer is being done from watermelon, but people never really go deep and think to say, can I add value to this? Can I package this? Can I also come up with an industry to supply this? Because when you look at watermelon, for example, there are those who know how to make it's not really to say it's a traditional drink, just it's alcohol coming from that. And maybe you can come up with a fine wine from watermelon, who knows? But people are just continuing. Even this thing, people are using millets, they are using different crops to come up with traditional drinks, but nobody thought about advancing. Ask yourself this question. Why is Otombo, for example, so addictive enough to that extent that when somebody started drinking it, it come to the extent of not even willing to eat? And, you know, a lot of things can happen. But if you do research about what are some of the ingredients which are in Otombo and how can I commercialize it, maybe you can reduce the percentage of alcohol in it. You can make it a better fine wine, or you can make it something else. But we are just continuing the same way it has been done is what is being done, but we don't end value. There is a lot of traditional drinks that nobody thought about advancing because people are just thinking of this thing of tradition and tradition. But if you are innovative enough and to say, no man, I think, how can we prolong this one? Because there at the north, people just add water and sugar until something becomes even poisonous enough. But how can you commercialize this? We are just drinking wines, but we are not advancing things that have been, you know, in existence for a very long time. I think it's the right time now to think beyond the obvious to say, this is what has been happening, and so, you know, this is what has been happening, and this is how we can, you know, improve our products. So I think it's the right time to think about those things, and we need to work into that. So dear listeners, you can engage us. We have around 7 minutes before we come to the end of our program.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida Ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukulile Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo Ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune uto otukwetira o special ange Tashake ngeshe faa omarudini kayo loka Opone ushendike nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora ita timwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko, derewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are.
Dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We have around 4 minutes there before we come to the end of our conversation, before we come to the end of Early Morning Scoop. And like we are always saying, today we are speaking about agriculture. We are speaking about agriculture. And our conversation is based on the conversation that my colleague, Lois Ashimi, had with one of the farmers, a new farmer actually, who is investing in production of garlic, and she indicated that there is a demand of garlic. And if you are a graduate of agriculture, if you are an interested person, you don't need to be a graduate actually, because most of the successful farmers that we see are not those who studied agriculture, but having a qualification in agriculture can even give you a competitive advantage. Let us look at that sector of garlic, because competition is what is healthy, and it's also what is bringing advancement. Let us look at that space, and also let us look at the space of collaboration, because collaboration is the only way that can take us far. Because if you collaborate in the agriculture sector, you have those who know how to do things, you have those who know how to plant, you have those who know how to market, you have those who know logistics. Just think about this. If us Namibian young people can be so collaborative enough, we would not even need money, because we have all the qualified people in the field. You have somebody who studied finance, you have somebody who studied agriculture, you have somebody who studied logistics, you have somebody who studied marketing, you have somebody who studied media and communication. Imagine if you have a group of just 5 friends or 5 business partners, not necessarily need to be friends. Then you start, for example, a farm. Then by the time you establish that farm, you already have a communication department, you already have somebody who is dealing with logistics, you have already have somebody who can design, and you don't need anything. You just need internet and few products, and you have started. But I think it's also the right time, like I mentioned earlier on, to go back. Let us go back to our house and look at what our grandmothers have been doing, because before we were colonized, we had everything to sustain our lives. Medication have been there, religion have been there, alcohol that we like have been there. People have different ways, but just ask yourself, how many of these things did you advance? How many of these things did we advance? You just say, no, those guys are just drinking tombo, they are drinking epaka, they are drinking mafau or whatsoever. But have you really thought to say, no, you can come, if mafau is so attractive at that level, if you do more research and collaborate with investors that are coming, you end up selling those fine wines. Maybe it's time to look at those things and also see how we can advance, because if we don't, we have ourselves to blame. We have ourselves to blame, and things will not change if we don't change. But that sector of garlic, let us go and do research about it, because it's kind of it's a medication. It's a medication, and those are some of the organic medication that we have. Unlike everything which is happening, we are running to the hospital. But let us go and look at that sector. So, yeah, we still have 1 minute. Still have 1 minute. You can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And yeah, maybe the other thing before we come to the end of our conversation, it's also very important to look at, you know, what can you do in any sector, because there's always something that you need to do. Because I remember there was a conversation I had. I cannot really remember the person who told me this, but he said this industry of people going to Mars, there was a cleaner who was asked, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm sending a man to the moon. Because in whatever short skills that we have, let us just do a little bit of the best thing that we can do with those, skills that you can do. If you are a security guard and you are best security guard, you are the best in your field. If you are a cleaner, you are best cleaner in the field. You are best in the field. If you are in agriculture sector, don't run around and do everything. Do what you can do. If you are a good manager, find people who can do the job that you manage. So, I think with this word, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and yeah, continue following us at on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also LinkedIn. Make sure that you download that e-paper at the Villager newspaper, and make sure that you like and share our page, download the app, and keep yourself up to date and be a good citizen. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day, and bye-bye for now.
Lipura nengeno wapongwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nuneudo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka opone ushenjike nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari. Ileko, derewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu
natu. Brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Omutiha would take it off a guna, e matina omjo. She calls a fat and anana, longish fa, ya, she became a shiwana. E moyao, or tango got it some money. Anagashi fa, yanamibia, on bidom banawa, or jika. Say it and in our omaguro, need and itoma, you eh? Yongish.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
No matter.